You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Mobilizations in Panama to repeal Law 30. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights strongly condemned the repression by national police officers during the protests held in Bocas del Toro from July the 7th to the 11th. The commission also demanded the government to carry out an investigation about the events. Panama's president, Ricardo Martinelli, has not paid much attention to the need of discussing controversial Law 30, which resulted in the protests of workers, indigenous people, and environmentalists. This law, established with the excuse of favoring commercial aviation, resulted in changes to labor and environmental regulations, with negative consequences which have been denounced at international level by Panamanian organizations. The report written by the commission was submitted to Kim Wakang, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, during her recent visit to the country, and concludes that the protests of Bocas del Toro resulted in the death of 4 people. In addition, 405 people were injured and 1 person remains missing. The commission also denounced the excessive use of force by the police, lack of medical attention, unjustified arrests, and torture. Panama joins countries such as Guatemala or Honduras, where the murders of social leaders are common, said Victor Torres, Secretary General at Convergencia Sindical, in an interview with Real World Radio during the American Social Forum held in Paraguay. Torres believes that a total repeal of Law 30 is a priority and accuses Martinelli's administration of serious human rights violations. Workers from banana plantations were the protagonists of the protests at first, but other sectors and indigenous Navajo communities joined later, blaming Martinelli for repression and murder.
You're listening to Real World News.